Well, 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 if it ain't the Ugly Boys back again, about to shoot the shit, episode 80, Slice and Dice is, I think, is what we're calling this one. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the Hoopstar, Nash.
What's up, Hoop? I'm feeling good, man. Tuesday, you know, recording on a Tuesday and not a Sunday where it's the one day where, you know, what happens on a Sunday, either, you know, praying to go to church or just praying to live. We're on Dash Radio. It's nothing but net all things basketball channel. Shout out to our Dash listeners out there. If you guys heard us before, man to man, we're Andy and Liam. We create a conversation between the modern day dating world, couch discussions, and a little bit of basketball. Larsa Pippen, what's goody out there? I'm sliding in the DMs, but okay, cool. It's going to be a good one, man. We're excited because this is our prep week to actually go out to Dash Radio. So some big announcement. For the boys, we will be live in studio next week, October 5th, to kind of just shoot the shit and do a live episode there. We're going to bring on our other boys, kind of going to go vlog, and he's going to vlog everything for us. And we're just going to bring that Nashville Southern charm to the West Coast, baby. So I'm excited. This episode is going to be just a little bit of us just shooting the shit back and forth. And we'll have JP on, one of our guys who works for us, on the back end of this episode to kind of play a little bit more games, but yeah, man, it's good, man. I'm excited. Prep week in LA.
I was just going to say, I think it really hit me last night. I don't know if you could tell, but last night I was like, oh shit, we're actually going to go out in studio, be in LA. So the reality of it kind of sunk into me. And I was like, I called you first thing this morning. I was like, hey, let's just rip the episode so we can get all the prep done for next week when we go out there. You know, getting the car, getting the episode ready. And I want to tease it a little bit. We're kind of going in, another direction. I wouldn't say another direction, a added direction in terms of how we're going to do next week's episode. It's going to be fun. I think it's a different angle in which we talk about, you know, couch conversations and stuff. But I think it's also going to be good in terms of us showing another side that people have asked to kind of see and hear from. So yeah, I just think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. It'll be a different view for sure. I think, you know, us in our mid-20s, we're going to take that couch discussions a little bit more seriously. If you don't like that, man, you know, go watch some football and, you know, we'll be there with you on Sunday Night Football, fam. Don't worry about it. But yeah, it's prep week. I'll tell you what, man, I'm not going out this week. I got to get the immune system right. I still got a little bit of mucus back in my throat. So I got to do my breathing techniques and do my power posing. If you guys don't know what power posing is, just stand up for 2 minutes, throw your arms in the air and power pose. It increases testosterone and reduces your fear hormones. It's a Harvard study, and you're going to feel amazing after that. It's kind of like whatever you do, man. I don't know, Liam, if you do anything, but I got this power posing that I've been doing. And so, yeah, go try something, man. It's prep week. Got to get the immune system. Not going out, but, you know, I work at a bar, so I'll be at the bar this week around a lot of people, and I don't know if I'm going to mask up or not, man. Maybe I should. All right. Deep breath once again. So we're this episode, I think we're titling it Slice and Dice. What else, man? Let's get into it. Let's get into it. I know you were at the lake a little bit this past weekend on a last minute, I guess, vacay. Summer's officially over. Ladies, I don't know what y'all are doing now, but the guys are bringing out the gray sweatpants. And we're feeling good, man. Fall weather is here. I went to the Titans game. I threw another $50 on AJ Brown to get a tutty. He hasn't scored a tutty all season. He went out after the first play. But shout out Titans, 2-1. Hopefully everybody's fantasy team is looking all right out there. But it's just fall weather, man. And we've kind of talked about it. It's feeling good. Football's here. Basketball's coming up here. And yeah, how was the lake house?
It was good. Like you said, I stepped out of my house on Thursday, started to feel a little chill in the air. I was like, this is where that, you know, weather starts to turn into fall. I got to get one more weekend of summer out of it. Went up to the lake. It was beautiful. It was like sunny and 75 the whole weekend. Got the boat out of the water. took care of some, you know, wrapping up the summer things. And the most, this might sound a little corny or just kind of just not really big in terms of doing, but when you can go and open your windows without the AC and have the windows open the entire day,
yeah,
it is just one of the best feelings of like, it, I don't know, it just put me in a good mood and I don't know, came back and ready to grind and get ready for LA. So it's just,
yeah, I Lake, think
Lake is no more for this,
yeah,
for the year, but it was good while it lasted and coming back and back to the grindstone, I guess, as they say.
Feeling like a dog, you know, putting your head out the window, man. You know, no AC. It's still a little steamy here in Nashville. You know, I when I put the sunroof open, this I mean, it's still steaming on me. I'm a white as a white brick, man. I told you I might try to get a spray tan before going out there, man.
That was weird, man. Last time you got a spray tan, well, you looked. See, I don't think what last time you got a spray tan, you. Gotcha. You colored your hair a little bit too, to kind of, I don't know if you were trying to match your spray tan color, but you put a little color.
I was going through a phase.
And it was like, damn, my guy is looking a little peachy out here. And
yeah, let me backstory here. So it was the worst sunburn I ever got in my entire life. I was in Chicago for a weekend and then I fell asleep with both of my hands on my stomach, right next to the lake in broad daylight. I mean, UVs are an all time high at 11. I take a little power nap for an hour. I wake up and I just have, you know, fingerprints on my stomach. It was the worst sunburn in my entire life. Tried to even it out. So I said, let me get the most orange spray tan you got to even it out. Of course, the suntan city girls are like, oh yeah, you got you. I came out just completely orange, but the fingerprints were still white on my stomach. And I still have a little bit, man. It's been a little bit over a year now, but. Yeah, I balayaged my hair. I was going through a weird time, man. People listening out there, you know why you're dying your hair. You ain't just doing it for the fun of it. And I mean, especially if you're a guy, man. I balayaged the fuck. I didn't even balayage it, actually. I think I just made it brown.
Made it brown with some like almost like maroon streaks or something too.
I didn't do any streaks. It was just brown. And then
you had some other color in there. It wasn't just brown. You had another contrasting color in there. That's why I was like, or maybe it was just your regular hair color coming through with brown.
Yeah.
But
I looked insane though. Like I just looked.
You didn't
like
look bad. It was just a very different vibe than what normally you see.
Yeah, it didn't look good because I had, you know, I have like black hair, like really, really dark brown hair and then black eyebrows. So I just looked like I don't know, man. It looked like one of those like bodybuilders that you see out in whatever that fucking gym's called out in California. But yeah, man, it's okay, cool. So like the lake, I'll be over there next summer. You know, it's getting vibey down here in Nashville. I'm just excited, man. I think what you were saying, how it hit you, it's been hitting me. You know,
you good?
Yeah, we good?
Yeah.
My bad. It's been hitting me. I told you yesterday, man. I said this week is just like, I need you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little addicted to my phone and you're the opposite. I said, dude, I need you to text me back every single time this week. So we just got to prep it out. I think that was a big thing for me whenever it came to like a basketball game or, you know, a project that we had in school. I was like, that's my biggest thing is just being mentally prepared because I've been on the other side of not being mentally prepared and you know, showing up to a basketball game, Liddy, and then getting my ass fucking crossed in front of the whole school. So, you know, I've had those moments too where it's like, I don't know, that's my thing. That's my thing. Just got to get ready for it.
I can't say that I've ever, you know, been crossed up in front of the whole school, but I would say preparation is definitely key. But on the other side, too much preparation sometimes could be a detriment, but.
What are you most excited for?
I think just being back in LA. I know this is like my third or fourth time, you know, being in LA. Obviously not to do anything like almost job-like, it was more vacation. I do like the vibe in California. LA, it's almost like a Vegas feel to me without the Vegas like party life for LA for me. I'm a type of person that I love to be there for 3 or 4 days. Once like that fourth day hits, fifth day, I'm like, all right, get me back to what I know. But while I'm there, it's like beautiful and I just love everything about it. So I think just being back on the West Coast is probably what I'm looking forward to most, besides actually like being in studio Dash. I think that's kind of obvious.
Yeah, man. I think for me, it's, we were talking to Lillian Lake, our friends that live out in San Diego that are going to come hang out with us. And they're like, man, it's still going to be pretty freaking hot out there. It's going to be like 85, 90. So bring those chubs, man. I mean, we're going to go out to the beach. I'm still getting the spray tan, man. I don't even care because you can still get tan with the spray tan. So I'm excited to get some sun. You know, I'm just out here looking like a ghost in October, man. What are you going to, now we'll talk about that in the next episode. we're saving a lot of things for this next episode, although it's pretty easy that we've kind of practiced it. And we're like, okay, maybe we could pull in some topics here. So what else, man?
You know, what are you most excited for?
What am I most excited for? I guess to be back out there and try it again, without getting into it too much. You know, last time I was out in LA, I don't know. It was a particular vibe that I sort of wasn't feeling. I was trying to get out there for multiple reasons to get my mind off things. So I'm in a different kind of zone right now, in my life, a different chapter in my life. And I'm just excited to go out there and have fun with the boys and just get out there and kind of just still get my mind off things. But like you said, we're kind of going out there to shoot it and you know, be serious with it, but I'm excited. I'm excited for the process, but I'm also excited for the feeling after the process, after we get done with everything. I'm excited for that feeling of being like, okay, damn, we're done and we killed it. You know, now let's have a good time. So that's what I'm most excited for. Yeah, man, it's good weather out there. It's good to get outside of Nashville for a little bit. I think the last time we were outside of Nashville was in Chicago. I know you're always going up to the lake house, but Chicago was, it's going to be a different vibe from Chicago, I think.
Yeah.
They're both big cities, but Chicago was weird, man. I lost my phone. Hopefully I don't lose my phone again.
Yeah, that was a wild. Yeah. The thing is, though, people that don't know us, like from growing up, I told you this and I tell other people this. You just have to be prepared when you put me and you together in a city or like going and do something. There actually is no script of what will and can happen on a trip or any weekend. Everything's in the air. Like we can say we're going to do something and then 10 minutes later, something happens and it's just, we're not doing that no more. It's just a crazy story. It's a movie, as they say sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 10 minutes
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
I was going to say, I don't know if it's a great thing to have, but it's definitely, it's funny. It creates memories. So I'm excited to go out there and create some memories and have a good time. I think it'll be a lot different from Chicago though. I mean, hopefully it will. I think the one thing that might be the same thing about this trip and Chicago trip was maybe the next week. How I asked you, what did you do last week? And I was with you in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Out here, there might be that question again, but, yeah, man, you guys that are listening are probably just like, all right, what's next on the episode. So, let's get into some stuff, man. The last thing I will say about LA, I heard it's a little dicey, you know, a little slice and dice action. You know, I don't know what areas we're in La Brea. If you guys are listening and know what La Brea is all about, heard it's kind of a good area to be in, close to Sunset West. And then Central LA is east of us about 20 minutes. You know, I heard Central LA is a little dirty, but we like a little dirty Sanchez every now and then, but heard it can get a little dicey and you never know, man, we might go to a bar and show up and there might be some dude, you know, drinking cologne in the corner. And then the other corner, you got a motherfucking, you know, boxing ring, you know, some dude's going at it. So,
if I see a boxing ring at any bar I'm going to, I'm gonna be like, I'm good. We're gonna go to the next one down.
In the middle of the dance floor, you got a electric slide going on, or like you're doing the Cupid shuffle.
It's gonna be I'm looking forward to the vibes that we're gonna experience out there. But if that's the vibe, let me go back to the hotel room and I'll just chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a couple of things that I want to bring up to you, kind of, I guess, that I've experienced over the last week, in terms of just, I guess, girl talk or just, you know, some experiences with girls. I think the first one that we should kind of really hone into, because it happens more than people think without actually knowing that it's happening, is obviously when you're trying to talk to a girl, you make plans and stuff. And or you're talking to a guy and you're a girl. If we got some girl listeners out there, vice versa here. But I guess just to start off the conversation, I'll ask you one question and we can follow up with, have you ever been stood up? You make plans with somebody. You're like, all right, we're going to be there. It's so-and-so time. You get there and then the other person just doesn't show up. Have you ever been stood up yourself?
Can you see me on Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay. My shit is just fucking up, man. Okay. I don't think I've ever been stood up. I mean, I've been stood up in text messages where, you know, someone's asked me to go hang out like a week in advance. And then, you know, you text them on that day and you're like, hey, what's up? What's up? They don't get back to you. I think that's the biggest, like, I don't know, standish stood up I've ever gotten. I've never showed up somewhere and been like, hey, I'm here, where are you? And gotten stood up that way, vice versa. I don't think that's ever happened where someone showed up and I stood them up, because that's just, it's not very gentlemanlike, you know? So I think that's, I've never gotten stood up. So
then let's put it on the reverse. Have you ever stood somebody else up? You know, you're.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Like I just said, no.
So you've never been stood up and you've never stood somebody up. So thing that I guess where the conversation is going to go towards is that my whole thinking of it is I would feel like guys, and this is totally what I wouldn't think about, but I would think in my experiences, guys, obviously the surrounding, like, I don't know, just vibe around it is guys stand girls up more. But when I've been thinking about it, I feel like it's the opposite. Is that not?
I was going to say, I don't think that's very true, especially here in Nashville.
Because I would think that guys would get stood up more in terms of like, hey, let's go out. Because I don't know, the girl is kind of not feeling it, too embarrassed to say, let's not go out or like meet up with this guy. But I don't know. I just, that was kind of where some things happened. I was like, you know, why do people even stand people up in the first place? Don't they have enough like balls just to say, hey, I can't do it? You know, why would you go through that process anyway?
Yeah, I wouldn't say nowadays, man. People don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? People don't care, dude.
But yeah, if you're gonna say you're gonna make plans with somebody, at least give them a heads up and be like, hey, you know, I can't make it. Or yeah.
I mean, I've been in situations where, you know, we've set something up and then they'll text me and they'll be like, oh, I actually can't do it till later. And maybe you got something else planned for later that night. And then they don't even text you later. And it's just, I think that happened to me recently. So I was like, all right, well, the fuck is the point then? You know, like, you don't give a, that's what I hate, man. That's like the biggest pet peeve that I have, is making plans and then falling through with those plans.
Right. Well, I think that comes to the second kind of part of this conversation where I kind of see it is people nowadays in modern times are making plans.
Yeah.
And then if something better comes up or something more enjoyable for them comes along, they have no problem just saying deuces to the first plans that they made. I'm going to go do this. And it's like almost like they're making two sets of plans. One as like a main plan and let's go do this. And then if that doesn't sound good, or if that's like not what they're feeling because something else comes up that's right, more enjoyable or like more people are doing, they're like, fuck it, I'm going to go do that. And whoever this other guy is or this other, you know, plan is, I'm not going to do it, because it's like you were always kind of my, you know, my first layer of plan or my backup plan just in case something else didn't happen. So I think that's, I don't know, we got to get away from that, you know. If you're going to make plans with somebody, you should be making plans because that's what you want to do for the night. You know, don't go back and be like, I got something better. Because nobody likes feeling that way, you know? Uh-huh. especially if that's the only plan. Like you, somebody makes plans with you and like, all right, I'm going to go, at least for me, I'm going to go, you know, to the bar or whatever, to the baseball game or whatever, whatever the plan is.
Yeah.
And then that is what my plan is. And I don't make the backup plan like you did. Right. And then what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm just going to show up to the baseball game or to the bar by myself. Like you just fucked me too. So maybe I got to go and make my backup plan too. But my backup plan is sitting on the couch watching some sports or some shit. You know what I mean?
Well, it comes in a situation of where, for me personally, like I'll ask someone to do something days and before. Hey, I'm off this day. I'm off that day. Are you free? Yeah, sure. Let's do something. And then it always happens. I'd say probably about like 90% of the time you text them on that day and they're like, oh, no, I actually can't. So why even, you know what I'm saying? And I get like you wait 2 days or whatever and you have other things going on that, you know, that come up in those 2 days. Is it almost better to just text somebody on the day of and be like, hey, what are you doing? Let's hang out.
I don't know, because for me, I'm more of a let's move in a direction of like, let's plan things out if we're actually going to do something, because you call me a day of and I'm probably A, don't even feel like doing it, or like B, I actually have something else that I'm doing. So the last minute stuff is, at least for me, is some people are great with that. But for me personally, I'm not the one that'd be like, let's make a last minute plan, unless it's like I actually have zero things to do and, you know, let's do it. You know,
yeah, I think the last minute planning is almost better, at least from my experience. You know, you say, hey, what's up? You hanging out. You know, let's go hang out. Like I did that this weekend with a friend. And I feel like with the boys, it's always a last minute thing, you know, unless like I have like one friend that asked me like what I'm doing this weekend. And it's like a fucking Tuesday. And I'm like, damn, bro, your 9 to 5 is really that bad. Golly. Just trying to make it to the weekend, man. There's a lot of people like that living the corporate job life, man. Don't be like that. Enjoy your job, man, as much as you can. But for the boys, you know, they're always there until they're not there. But for the lady friends and the trans women out there, it's a little bit more dicier. So it's a last minute thing for me. I think for me personally, I'm trying to not exert my energy too much on asking people to hang out. I've been doing that, man. I'm in my weird stage where it goes from like October to December and it's about to be cuffing season. I'm going to need the little spoon. I got to chill, man. You know, I'm not asking anybody to hang out because I've done that like recently. And then Casper the Ghost comes out once again. And now I'm back to square one where we started the pod.
So, okay. So this is good because it leads to my last thing I want to bring up is if you're talking to somebody, you're not dating, but you just met somebody and you are been talking to them or whatnot for the first, you know, the talking stage.
Yeah.
And maybe you've hung out with them a couple times, but you know that. And you're actively knowing that they are also talking to somebody else and going on dates with somebody else. Does that deter you, or is that like you don't want to get in the way of something else? How much does that like influence your like pursuing over hanging out with that person or keep talking to that person?
Yeah, I don't think it matters, man. I really don't. I think you. Cause that's when it comes into like you getting jealous and all that stuff. It's just not worth it. Ain't got time for that. You want to go hang out and go date other people, you know, spread your options. Shit. We all do it. You know what I'm saying? Guys do it. I feel like more than girls. It could be, I don't know. It just depends on who you are, but I'm not.
I think for me though, if it's somebody that maybe I've been talking to for a little bit longer and we have hung out.
How long are we talking about?
I don't know. Maybe you've been out on a couple of dates with this person or whatnot, and you know, you're really feeling her, or you're really feeling him, or whatever it is, and then you find out, or you then know after that month or whatever, she's also going to be still dating or talking to other people. Are you still like, all right, we're going to hang out. Like I got to make sure I'm the one, like almost make sure you're relevant there. Or is it like a deterrent when you know she's also, you know, talking and hanging out with somebody else?
I think once it becomes a month in a lot of females' positions, it's like, all right, is this guy going to ask me to be a little bit something more? Because I've been in a situation recently where I didn't do that. And it was just like fading out. And then the person does, you know, their own thing and pursues other things. That's kind of, I feel like that's where it's at with a lot of people now. And for me, I would be like, do your thing. You know, I'm not looking for anything, but, if it's over a month or something like that and they're hanging out with other people, I might just be like, yo, that's what's up. I just keep you in the back pocket. That might sound douchey, but you're doing the same thing. Yeah. So
I think that's kind of where my stance is. I think it deters me away. Like, we can still talk and be closer and, you know, hang out every once in a while or whatnot. But when it comes to that, I know that you're also pursuing other people. If I know that I'm not, and you're kind of my main thing, it's kind of like,
well, then that's on you then to speak right up.
Yeah. And that's like, all right, maybe, you know, let me put you here to the side a little bit and I can get back on to doing my own thing too, like you are, you know what I mean? But when I think,
because once it becomes that, you're just friends with benefits pretty much.
Right. So I don't know. It was a couple of little things that kind of caught my attention this week, I guess. But
what happened to you?
Nothing. It's just things that happen that, you know, you think you are talking to somebody, starting a conversation and hanging out, but then it's not what you think it is. And I guess that's just communication, and that's a big thing in talking to people and knowing what they're going through and that type of thing. So
yeah. I really have nothing to that, man. It's just because it's happened to me recently where it's like, I kind of jacked the ball, but at the same time, it's like, you know, somebody else wants to go pursue something else and fuck it, let them do it. Just depends on where you're at. If you're trying to get into a relationship, then within a month, ask that person out. Don't be a fucking chotch about it. You know, don't just ask them out if you don't want them going out with other people and like exploring other options. But a lot of people want to explore a bunch of options, but at the same time, a lot of people are also, you know, creasing their Jordans and getting married.
Yeah. I think that's another big thing for me is like, if I'm starting to talk to somebody or, you know, trying to date somebody, that's where the whole divide. There are people that, you know, I'm just going to go on as many dates and be, you know, try everything out. But when I start seriously talking to somebody or trying to seriously date, I'm not just dating you just to date you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm the type of person, I'm going to date you because I'm trying to figure out if this is going to work long term. And, you know, and that's where I think a lot of the misconception is from people is like, are you just out here dating to date? Which is cool. I'm cool. It's good to know that because you know, it's good to do that. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but also you need to know the intentions of, are you here just to date or are you here to actually be in a relationship and see where it goes type of deal? Because it's a lot of dating happens both ways, you know?
Yeah, I can't have a girl. I don't think I can date a girl who's on Apple Music, though. You know?
Why not?
You're the guy on Apple Music, too. I know that. It's just like weird. There's some things to me that just don't make any sense. That it's like, why are you on Apple Music? Just get on Spotify. Anyway.
That's one of your red flags. She is on Apple Music. She has Apple Music and not Spotify.
Like, yeah. What are you still using? Your student discount?
Go home, bro.
Yeah. All right. Well, my thing is completely screwed, man. My computer says 104 right now. What are we bringing JP in here?
Yeah. We can play some games with JP and we got to talk to him about his Clemson Tigers. I think that's where we start the conversation with. But
okay, cool. All right, well, back half of the episode.
I got one question for JP before we start really getting into this. What's up with the Clemson Tigers? What's going on with your Clemson Tigers now?
All right, yeah.
Just biggest problem as a huge fan as you are. Mm-hmm. What's your main problem that you see that why they're not winning?
Yeah, so. First, if anybody's been betting Clemson, I'm sorry. You're definitely down because it's been a rough season. But the biggest problems have been that I think part of it is, you know, the dangers of success. Eventually, your expectations are probably going to exceed your reality. That's just how it is. However, our offense is genuinely terrible, and we have talent everywhere. is it going from Trevor Lawrence as your starting quarterback and Travis Etienne as your running back, probably the best quarterback running back duo in the history of the ACC with wideouts everywhere, to the team we have now, a step down? Absolutely. But we're still Clemson. These are five-star guys. DJ came in last year when Trevor was out with COVID and played incredible, and now he's not. You can blame it on scheming. You can blame it on confidence, whatever it is. He's not doing it. So the problems are widespread, but I am always happy to blame the coaching staff over the players, especially in amateur sports, even though collegiate is going far more towards professional. But I'm going to say there needs to be some changes in the offensive strategy room with the coordinator and our O-line coach, because good God, the O-line's horrible. And then after that, we need to see some leadership changes. I haven't seen a guy step up and be the guy for this team yet. And every year past that I've been a fan, there was a guy you could point to and say he's in charge. I don't really see that this year.
Well, I think DJ is, after watching him for three games now, I think he's not as good. Like, he's not even a backup, you know, in the ACC, at least. I think I would take almost every other quarterback in the ACC over him, at least from what he's shown. And I think that's my biggest – I don't know how you feel about him, but I don't think he's as good as he seems that everybody thinks he is, because – Trevor Lawrence was really good, and when you step into an offense that's already gelling like that last year and you put up big numbers against Notre Dame, which is a huge game for them, it's easier. But when you're the guy that has to start that chemistry stuff, that's where I was like, all right, this dude just doesn't have it. Whatever you need to have to be a college quarterback, I just don't see it from him yet. Not saying that he can't get there, but –
it's hard, man, when you compare, you know, this guy to Bryce Young or like any of the other guys from the big name schools, their quarterback leaves and like expectations are like needed to be exceeded for that next guy stepping up. For this guy, it just looks like he just can't do it. We bet on Clemson, by the way, this weekend when they were down, however much they were down. And I'll tell you what, the last play, what is this guy not even trying to dive for the ball?
I don't know about that. I've seen a lot of angles. It looks like he's getting hooked at one point, but I mean, DJ.
It was catchable, though. I said the same thing, but then I looked at it. I said, he didn't even try. He just gave up on the last play.
So the way I see it, though, is like on fourth and 10, is your best play a one route fade? Like, do we not have anything else in the playbook we can run there? I guess not, because apparently we don't, but it's frustrating. At one point, we don't have to talk about it too much more, but I want to talk about this because this frustrated the hell out of me. We have a guy who's basically our third, fourth string quarterback, but he kind of plays everywhere. He like returns punts for us too. His name's Will Taylor. He's a freak. He's fast. He's going to play baseball for the Clemson baseball team too. He's just elite. And we bring him in at quarterback. We do like a wildcat set. We put DJ out wide and we're like, oh shit, he's going to do something crazy. And we just ran like a little counter play right up the middle with our running back. We're like, why'd you bring the guy in if he's not going to do anything? So it's been stuff like that all season that, as a fan for a pretty long time now and seeing a lot of success, seeing that be where the team is right now is beyond frustrating. But we're not making this will be the first year in a long time I get to watch a season where I'm not worried about the playoff. When it comes around, I'm not going to have an invested anything towards it, which will be nice.
I was going to say, to wrap it up, are you just totally – throwing the playoff contentions out the window? Like, it's not even in your mind anymore as a Clemson? Are they even they have an opportunity to make it, you think?
I mean, there's always the chance because it's only, I guess, now about to be week five, but I think it's minuscule. There'd have to be – we're in the ACC, which doesn't help, but there'd have to be right now. I mean, we just got ranked 25 in the most recent AP poll. So that means that there's at least 24 teams ahead of us. But of the top level teams, there'd be like six of them would have to lose two games for the season at least, and I just don't think it happens. I'm pretty much out on the playoffs.
Yeah, well, the reason I think why, like, I love college football. Don't get me wrong, I love the feeling of college football, and I love, you know, these guys. Now they're getting paid a little bit, but the thing that I'd really just despise about it is the playoffs. Like, how are you gonna have four teams go to the playoffs, and then I don't give a shit about any of these bowl games. Like, I could care less about that. Let's throw it to like 12 to 16 teams. Let's see a Florida play Oklahoma, or, you know, like a Florida play a Clemson, or like one of these. I don't know. And I think they're working toward that. I don't know enough about it. I know, you know, teams are switching conferences and stuff like that, but let's do that. That'd be more fun to watch than seeing fucking Alabama and Clemson going at it every single year, and Georgia. All right, cool. All right, well, that's a little bit of the football talk. Go check out Prize Picks. We're throwing money on the overs here. Go check them out. Use our promo code MAN when signing up. They'll match up to $100. Man, that's a lot of money, $100. All right, JP, we'll let you take it over, man. What you got for us on episode 80? Slice and Dice is what we're calling it, man.
Episode 80, Slice and Dice. Love it, love it. So I'll give you all the choice. I'll give you all the choice. Do we want start bench cut? Or do we want the trivia question? I'm taking on my Griff role here. Shout out Griff, can't be with us, but I took on his role. So do we want the trivia question, which you all already know, and you said would be hard, or do you want to talk about some start bench cuts? I'll let y'all decide.
Let's start with the trivia question, just because I think that's a. I don't know how many we're gonna get on this question.
Yeah, so let's do the trivia question, and then give us some rules going along with it.
Yeah. So the trivia question is for all the people at home. I'm going to have the boys name as many first overall NBA draft picks from the year 2000 until the most recent draft pick, 2021. I'm going to see how many they can get. They're going to go back and forth. It's going to be a little contest here. And because there is 22 of them, technically, we'll say the first person to guess two people or not answer in the time allotted wrong. So get two people wrong or not guess in the time allotted is going to be out, and the other person's going to win, and then they're going to get first shot and start bench cut. How's that sound?
I like it.
That sounds like it's going to be a very quick game. All right, here we go. Liam, I'll let you go first.
I got a couple lined up that I've been thinking about since we got the question, but I'm not confident in how many I'm going to get after.
All right, and we're just going to go back and forth here?
Yeah, just back like we did last time with the three of us, except now it's just y'all two.
All right.
So I'm going to go with Anthony Bennett because he was one of the biggest busts in NBA history. I don't know what year. We don't have to say years. Do we?
No, I won't make y'all say year. But Anthony Bennett is off the board. A shocking first. Again, he goes first overall. Shocking. But he's off the
board. Hey, got to stick with it. He's a bust, so he's going to go first round for me. That's the first one I got.
I like that. Okay, damn, bro. I don't even know if I know one. Let's see here.
There's a couple of obvious ones that I'll leave for you.
Like LeBron?
LeBron, obviously, 2003. So that's two off. Okay. 2013 and 2003 are off the board.
Okay.
So I'm going to go again with another bust in my eyes. Markelle Fultz.
Markelle Fultz was the number one overall pick in 2017 to the Sixers. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, Odom.
That's a good one. Right,
can't Greg say it, so I don't, yeah, Greg Odom,
yeah. He was in 2007 to the Blazers. That's four off the board.
That's a big bust right there.
So this is where I have to go to like more recent because my Phoenix Suns DeAndre Ayton. I guess it was 2018
or 19. 2018. Yeah. I'll go a little Zion
2019 to the Pelicans. Correct.
Damn. This is where I'm going to get. I'll go Canada boy, Andrew Wiggins, right? He was first overall pick?
2014, getting Wiggy with it. Yes, he was, right after Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Edwards, most recent.
He was, not technically the most recent, but yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. 2 years ago.
All right, let me just name the ones I know. Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. Yep, he was 16 to the Sixers.
Most recent, Cade Cunningham.
There we go. Most recent.
The guy that you hate. Me and JP are loving this guy, but you think he's a bust.
Hey, if he makes me a little bit money, you know, we'll flip the script.
Going through the teams here. See, this is where I got to think on my head and I can't.
Like, there's a time limit here, huh?
Yeah, I got about 10 seconds left, Liam.
All right, Derrick Rose, Chicago Bulls. Yeah.
Derrick Rose, the knee up, 2008, Chicago Bulls.
D'Angelo
Russell was not the first overall.
Was he number two?
I think he was number two. Have not said the guy who went before him though.
Yeah. Oh, see, now that you say that, Carl Anthony Towns.
Yes. All right. Andy, you got this is your last chance here.
All right.
there's like two big ones that I know that I have.
Mello?
Carmelo Anthony or LaMelo Ball?
Carmelo Anthony.
Well, it doesn't matter because neither of them were first overall. No, he did not. Carmelo was in the same draft as LeBron, so he did not go first overall.
I got a couple of them. I can list off.
Home with as many as you got.
Yeah. Blake Griffin.
Yep.
Dwight Howard.
Yes.
Damn.
See, that's
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
He's the same draft as. See, that's where I'm lost. Blake Griffin. Who else? Oh, Kyrie Irving was the first round pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He
was the first overall pick.
He was, yeah.
What years are we missing? Because I'm better.
Yeah.
If I could think of
years y'all are missing. So starting
what about KD? Now,
KD, yes. KD was not a first overall pick. He was a second overall pick. But year 2000 to the New Jersey Nets.
Vince Carter.
Close, but no.
Jason Kidd.
No.
Richard.
It's like, never mind. I don't know.
Kenyon
Martin. Kenyon Martin. Yeah. And then I know 2002, right? 2001.
What about Shaq? No.
I don't know. I know 2002 was Yao Ming, right?
Yes, 2002 was Yao Ming. 2001 was Kwame Brown.
Another bust.
He was all right for the Clippers. He was all right.
I mean, first overall pick, yeah, but. Yeah. And then 2006, if anybody wants to take a guess real quick, tough one.
No.
I don't
couldn't
know.
Tell you.
Andrea Bargnani out of Italy.
Oh, yeah. That 2006 was a big bust for the draft.
2005, we skipped over, but it was Andrew Bogut. Then 2010, big one, John Wall missed.
The recent one, did we say Anthony Davis?
I said, I don't think Anthony Davis was said, but that was 2012. So that, and I believe that is all of them. You guys got the rest of them, but that
was good. That was good.
Maybe you got to get your knowledge up over there, Mr. Twellington.
I know. Well, I'm not here for the basketball takes, man. We are on the basketball channel. I'll leave the takes to you, and I'll.
It was a valiant performance. It was. Shout out Griff. We miss him, but that was
Griff. Wouldn't have got any of them.
No, he wouldn't have. But he would have brought some energy. And again, he brings the anti-bullying to the pod. We got to remember that. That is true.
Yeah, our anti-bullying
representative. All right. Well, that takes us to start bench cut. And as said earlier, Liam gets first crack at it. So for this one, we're going to go with, again, start, bench, cut. If you don't know the rules so far, we're going to give three things. You're going to choose start one you really like, bench one you kind of like, and then cut one you want to get rid of. So we're going to go with, I think this one's timely because we're just in the changing of seasons. I don't know about you guys, but I think across the board, most people would agree that summer is probably the best season just because of everything associated with it. So I'm going to go start, bench, cut the non-summer seasons. We're going to go fall, winter, and spring. Liam, our winner, you get to go first. What do you got for us?
We talked about the changing of seasons into fall in an episode or two ago. So I think – I don't remember exactly the order, but I think I will go – I love fall. I think fall is the second best for sure. So that's – I'm starting fall. Football season's winding up. You get basketball season kind of midway through your fall. That's just, you know, it's not too cold out. Snow's not, you know, falling yet. So I got to go with this fall. I'm starting fall. And this is where it gets tough because I do love winter. I do like snow. But living in the Midwest, I've experienced snowfall that is so crazy that you can't get out of your house type deal. But I also hate spring because it's like the little brother of between the winter. Like, why do we need spring? Just take me back to summer. We don't need that middle ground because it's not as good as fall. And it's kind of the same, like weather wise, it's just a little bit more rainy. And rain depresses me. So I think I'm going to go winter. I'm putting on the bench. And I got to cut spring. Spring is just – give me the summer, all right? Winter's over with. just take me back to summer. So that's how I'm going to go on that.
Yeah, I think for me, man, I got to start fall. Everyone loves fall. It's the best time of the year. It feels amazing now. There's no question about it. Second would probably be I'm putting summer on the bench because I would say summer would be first for me, but when it
non-summer. Summers are off the board.
Oh, non-summer. Sorry. I was just going to say summer because I've just always got that dad body. I don't want to take my shirt off, man. So it's not my first. Okay. So fall first. Let's go winter for a bench and then cut, I guess, spring. Exactly like you, Liam. You know, it's cuddle season, cupping season, winter time. I like dressing up a little bit more and just staying cozy. Spring, it's rainy. I like spring. I think I switched my answer up from the past couple of episodes ago. Love spring, but you're right, man. It's just, you know, the mosquitoes are out and I'm, you know, getting my legs bit. They're not on Prize Picks either. So I'm not really fucking with all the ratatouilles out there. I'm putting spring. I don't know what I'm talking about, man, but I'm putting spring on the bench I'm cutting spring. Sorry.
Yeah. Wait, you're cutting spring or you're putting on the bench?
I'm cutting spring. So
well, that means winter's on the bench. All right.
It's winter. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fucking lit. It's fucking fall, winter, and then spring. Sorry.
Wow.
I gotta take a all piss, right, man. I think I gotta take a piss real bad. So what's the next one? Or what you got, JP?
All right.
I'm gonna go take a piss.
I mean, you go take the piss if you want. I can bam. All right. While Andy exits stage right, I'm gonna go. So I'm a firm believer that October is like the best month of the year. I think it's pretty undefeated. You got football, basketball starting up, playoff baseball. The weather's usually pretty damn good. It's just a good time. People are getting ready for the winter. I like October a lot. So I'm gonna start the fall. And then I am going to bench spring because I'm a baseball guy. I love baseball. And that means baseball is coming back. I like the sun being out. The one thing that really goes against spring, especially where I live in Virginia, is the allergies are really bad. The pollen is everywhere and it kicks ass and it sucks. I do not like it. But I would rather have some sniffles, wake up in the morning with some sinusy stuff than go out and have to shovel snow off my driveway. I love the winter for basketball, but I cannot put it over the spring. I can't put it over March Madness. I can't put it over baseball season. I can't put it out over the beauty of knowing that summer's coming soon. So I'm going to say I'm going to bench spring and I'm going to cut winter. I'm going to say it with my chest.
Winter, though, you have to winter has two of the biggest holidays in there, in Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then you have New Year's. It's not even a holiday.
New Year's is definitely a holiday, bro.
You think Thanksgiving is a winter holiday?
Thanksgiving is a fall holiday.
November, you're getting into winter in November.
Winter is December, January, February, and fall is September, October, November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think of when I see snow on the ground, I think that as a winter. So on Thanksgiving there's snow, so I'm thinking winter. So I'll give you that one, but that's kind of where my mindset was. And in New Year's is a holiday, but it's not a main holiday. I was thinking you got other main holidays above New Year's. Like,
I remember a couple of New Year's ago, man, I told myself I wasn't going to yank it for the whole year. And I think I went like 26 days or something.
No nut 2019.
Yeah. I think I went like 26 days. I'm like, damn, bro, I couldn't do it, man. But it's impressive. Oh.
All right, we got that one out the way on a strange ending. You came back.
Yeah. I just remember, man, that was like the best like resolution I had. All right, what's good, y'all?
All right, we got to get away from that.
Yeah.
We'll stay in the non-theme. So this one, we're a basketball pod. We're on the basketball channel. But for this start bench cut, I'm going to say we're going to go with the major sports that are not basketball. So and in my mind, that is baseball, football, and hockey, at least in America, where we are based. So for the start bench cut, baseball, football, hockey, we'll go to Liam again because I like the way he's looking today. He's looking handsome.
Hey, thanks, man.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate that, JP.
I think this one's easier for me, at least in terms of what to cut. I think I'm cutting hockey. I'm the biggest believer. I've said this multiple times. I love hockey. if I get to go to the game. If you get to go to a hockey game, it is by almost by far one of the funner sporting events that you can
funner is not a word, I don't think.
More fun, the funnest, all right, sport you can go to live. It is electric. But sitting on the TV and on the couch and watching hockey on the TV, it's just not as, I don't know. So I'm cutting hockey for sure. And I grew up on baseball. I almost have to say I like baseball more. It's more of kind of boring it to watch on TV, but it's just the pastime. Like on a Sunday, once, you know, football gets over with, you can just watch baseball all day. So I think I'm gonna have to start baseball and then put football on the bench. But if you get to throw in college football, and like if that encompasses football, then it's football hands out. But I'm thinking like professional, I'm gonna have to start baseball and put football on the bench.
Damn, that's like widely like, yeah, contrary to popular opinion right there. I'm definitely going football. Football. Love watching football, man. Everyone feels good in football season. We're betting. Gotta go football. No explanation. It's just football, fall season. It's everyone loves watching football on Sundays. And then second would probably, man, being a Nashville Predators fan, the games are mother effing electric, dude. I gotta go hockey to just throw on my bench. We're a big hockey town. You know, our fan base is absolutely killer. And yeah, baseball is fun and all, but it's boring. You know, it's super repetitive. I also don't really like sports that go like 1-0, 2-0. And I know that's more hockey than baseball maybe at times, but I still got to throw baseball on my, I'm cutting baseball unless, you know, I'm going to a Wrigley game, Cubs game, or one of the games that I'm going to.
You didn't grow up playing baseball though.
I didn't grow up playing baseball. I didn't grow up playing hockey either though. Or football. I didn't do anything. I was a tight end in fifth grade, but that was about it.
Go ahead, JP. What you got?
Yeah, I'm with you, Liam. I grew up playing baseball. It was a sport I love. It was my first love. I got to start it. It's just I enjoy it that much. It's a sport that is deep in my blood. So I'm going to start baseball. I don't know if y'all got to catch like the College World Series and stuff like that this year. Like that is one of the most electric sporting events of the year. And obviously the playoff baseball is coming up. It's great. But I think the College World Series is one of the most underrated sporting events of the entire year. Then I would go, I'm going to put football on the bench. I love football to death. It's just, I just don't have that connection to it because I really didn't play it. I played like Andy said, I played through like sixth grade and then called it good. So it just wasn't for me. And then I really like hockey. I am a hockey fan in the sense that, like you guys say, I love going to games. I followed teams in my local area, but it's just never been something that was super front of mind for me. So I'm gonna have to cut it. So that leaves me starting baseball. I guess I'm same as you, Liam. I'm starting baseball, bench and football, and I'm cutting hockey, even though I would love to go see some hockey. And they just started up training camp. So it's about to be hockey season for real, for real.
Yeah, let's get it, man. I'm excited. I will say I did watch the Tennessee was pretty good in baseball this year. So I was watching that. I think it could be bigger, the College World Series. It was in Omaha, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
think it gets a little bit bigger every year. The thing that college baseball had going for it this year was it was like those were the first big events off COVID that were like packed, were the college baseball games, at least around here. So that brought like a whole new atmosphere to it. But it is something that I wish it was bigger. I wish it was
at the Red Sox stadium, you know, or something.
Yeah, if they put it in, I don't know how they'd ever do that because the seasons overlap. But if they could put like that, even like just like the 3-game series, I mean, Omaha's famous and super historic, but like one game up in Fenway, that'd be crazy.
Well, thanks for coming on, JP. Yeah, I think we're gonna bring this episode to a wrap. The next episode that you guys will hear from us, we will be recording live from LA at Dash headquarters. So
JP, wish you could come with us, man.
I know, I wish I could too. I'll be there for the next one though.
Yeah. Word. So yeah. I guess with that, guys, I'm going to namaste these fools out of here, okay?
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste to you guys.
That's ridiculous. We'll namaste you in the stew. See ya. I'm straight hustling.